USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
If President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi can't come to an agreement on funding for a border wall, it makes chances of coming to an agreement slim. But Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama tells CNN's State of the Union those chances are still possible.
We've asked the professionals, the people who do the work, that know something about the border. Do they need a wall, more technology? Do they need it all? We're going to have them up before the Appropriations Conference Committee, and we're going to find out what they want.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam will not resign, saying he does not believe he's either person in the racist photo that appeared in his 1984 medical school yearbook page. On ABC's This Week, NAACP President Derek Johnson says he's called on Northam to resign, saying the photo was still on his page.
We've had ample opportunity as Lieutenant Governor during the Charlottesville incident to disclose that he has changed his ways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Virginia's former Governor Terry McAuliffe made an appearance on CNN's State of the Union to talk about the controversy surrounding Ralph Northam's racist yearbook photo. McAuliffe told host Jake Tapper that Northam should resign and allow Virginia to put the incident behind it.
The head of the Black Caucus yesterday said if he doesn't resign, they'll move to remove him themselves from the legislature. So we just need to put this behind us. We need to move forward, and that's what we have to do.
On the Super Bowl Sunday, President Trump tells CBS's Face the Nation he would be concerned if his son Barron wanted to play football in school.
I think the NFL is a great product, but I really think that as far as my son, well, I've heard NFL players saying they wouldn't let their sons play football, so it's not totally unique, but I would have a hard time with it.
Trump says his 12-year-old son is more interested in soccer anyway. Back in 2016, Trump had been critical of rule changes for safety, calling them soft. But now he calls it a dangerous sport with the potential for serious head injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The parents of a young man killed in a 2017 hazing tragedy have settled a lawsuit against Penn State University, but USA's Chris Barnes reports they filed a new lawsuit in connection with their loss.
Timothy Piazza's death in 2017 made worldwide headlines after he'd fallen down a flight of stairs after fraternity members forced him to drink huge amounts of alcohol. Then they left him on a couch and didn't call for him for about 12 hours. Now the parents of Timothy Piazza have settled that lawsuit against the university. Terms of it have not been released. Now, though, they're filing a federal wrongful death lawsuit against those 28 former fraternity members. Several of them have already pled guilty to criminal charges related to the hazing death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Back now to one of our top stories we're following while discussing the Virginia governor's controversy on NBC's Meet the Press. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown said this country hasn't dealt well with issues of race. We have a president who's a racist.
He built his political career knowing what he was doing on questioning the legitimacy and the birthplace of the President of the United States. I know early in Weed that there have been all kinds of news reports about what he did early in his career on housing. We know, read the new Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, read The Color of Law about housing discrimination and decades and decades and decades of housing discrimination.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.